Please be seated. As much as I wanted to, and as much as I tried to avoid it, I couldn't. As much as I thought it might come across as trite, I couldn't ignore it. It is a part of who we are right now. We are a place full of dust. I am reminded of it each evening when I get home and notice my shoes are covered with dust. I'm reminded of it each Sunday as I enter these facilities and everything literally is covered in dust. But I was especially struck by it this Sunday when I noticed at the entrance there to our worship space the unmistakable and unavoidable dusty footprints that we track in as we enter this place of worship. They are the footprints of you and me and of all who enter these doors looking for something. And somehow what I was trying to avoid, what I thought might be trite or simplistic, became for me a powerful metaphor, a metaphor for this night and for us. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Like the dusty footprints in the church of all, in this church of all who share this journey, each of us leaves behind traces of who we are, of our humanity, of where we've been, signs of how limited we are and how imperfect we are. And there they are for all the world to see. We are human and we make messes, sometimes in life and sometimes of life. And no matter how hard we try not to, we leave little bits of dust, of mess behind us wherever we go. For me, that's a really good reminder. And maybe that's why our Ash Wednesday liturgy has this long confession within it. Maybe it's a good thing to occasionally own up to the messiness of our lives. But I also think it's important to remember that just as all this dust of our renovations will begin being cleaned up in a few weeks, this our confession tonight always ends with an absolution, with a declaration of forgiveness, with a word of grace and wholeness, of law and gospel in equal measure. And that is really the only way I know to enter this season of Lent. It's the reason, I think, that so many dread this time and frankly try to avoid it. I read an article recently by an author named David Luce that he entitled, Lent is in Trouble. In the article, he writes that all of us have our favorite holiday seasons. For some, it's Christmas where we have big parties and family time and, of course, presents. Summer is also a favorite, sprinkled with other holidays and with vacations. But I'd venture to guess that very few of you choose the season of Lent as your favorite. Because for most of us, Lent seems pretty grim. We don't mark the days off our calendars until Ash Wednesday, leaving work a little bit early to get our Lenten shopping done. There are no commercials or billboards reminding us of the number of days left until Lent, until Ash Wednesday. Kids don't go to bed at night wondering how many more days until the ashes come. We don't send out Lenten cards or pine away at hearing our favorite Lenten hymns that we remember with great nostalgia. It just doesn't happen. And I guess the reason for that is that Lent, for all of us, feels a little strange, or at least should. It's a strange, weird time that, frankly, celebrates things that as a society we don't value and encourages attitudes that we usually don't share. Fewer and fewer churches observe this age-old tradition. Lent will not sell in the shopping center, big screen, rock and roll band churches. So let's face it, maybe Lent is in trouble. Because Lent actually asks us to give up things. And I mean, haven't we already sacrificed enough? Trying to keep our heads above water in this economy, getting kids through college, saving for retirement, putting a new roof on the house. Why give up something more for Lent? In the words of Lent, penitence, sacrifice, contemplation. I'm telling you, maybe Lent is in trouble. Because who needs all that? The truth is, we all do. Each year, whatever my feeling approaching Lent may be, the same answer comes whispering back. I need it. I need Lent. We all need a time to focus, to get our minds off our careers, our social lives, our troubles, building projects, and 101 other things to which we look for meaning. And with the sobering words of this night, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. You got to wonder if 40 days is enough. I need this time to help clear my head of the distractions which life brings and reorient myself towards the maker of all that I've been given. Maybe I need the opportunity to clear my eyes of the glaze of indifference and apathy which comes from situation after situation where I feel myself helpless, in order to fasten my eyes once more on the revelation of the God who loves us enough to take the form of a man hanging on a tree. And maybe Lent really isn't ours to begin with. Maybe it's not even the church's to insist upon or to discard at will. Maybe Lent really belongs to God. God's gift to people starved for meaning, for courage, for comfort, for life. And if so, then maybe we'll also begin to recall that we too are not ours at all, but holy God's. God's own possession. God's own treasure. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But remember too that you are very special dust. You are dust filled with the breath, the spirit, and the very life of God. And far from being rejected for our dustiness, we are somehow embraced for it. So if Lent's in trouble, maybe it's only because we're in trouble. So busy trying to make or keep or save our lives that we fail to notice that we've already been saved. This day is a reminder of our mortality. And as I make the sign of the cross on each of your foreheads and say the words that God first said to Adam, remember you are dust and to dust you shall return, it is truly one of the most intimate and profound moments between a priest and parishioner. Yet through the years I've also come to understand that this is a night of great peace and hope. I've come to understand that what's really important about Ash Wednesday is not our death, but really our lives. It's about our own journeys, our own journey toward an intimacy with God, dusty footprints and all, that allow ourselves to be drawn into the very heart of God. It's a reminder for us not to take a moment of this time for granted, to live and to love to the fullest, to treasure this precious world, to treasure those that we love and those who love us, and to tell them, and to treat this precious earth and earth's precious people with tenderness and respect. To remember that the past is gone, that the future's not yet. And the truth is, this present moment is all we really have. This night, this moment, right now. May God bless us all in this dusty journey. God love you. Amen.